I see. Can you tell me about the car or what you remember?
I don't remember
about
what it was. I've often wish I did remember.
Did you drive that?
Did I drive?
Yes.
My daddy and I bought it together.
Oh, you did?
We bought it 50-50.
I see.
I had to have a car to go to work. They wouldn't hire me without it.
Where were you working?
State welfare, here.
Oh, I see.
And it was territory work. I went all over the county. Mm. And they wouldn't hire, it was necessary that you have a car.
I see. What years did you work? You say you worked about 30 years.
I worked 30 years.
What years were those? What was your first year?
I retired in 72. '42 to '72, I guess, was my years there.
Around 1940s.
40. Mm-hmm.
How were the roads in those years when you first got a car? Were the roads hard to?
Roads were terrible. There wasn't any roads. There were a lot of places that wasn't. Well, gracious, there was just roads around town. Mm-hmm. You get 6 or 7 miles out of town, and it was just clay hills and rock hills and wooded areas and way back in, wasn't any of these little countryside roads then, hardly. Well, you just done an awful lot of walking. They made you have a car, but you done a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm. What were the roads made of out of town here?
Just natural, whatever they happened to be. Mm-hmm. Dirt, the old clay or the muddy roads or rocky hills or whatever it happened.
I see. So the blacktop came in pretty late.
There wasn't any blacktop.
It wasn't at all.
Other than just right in town.
Uh-huh.
For the first few years.
What did you ever hear of a lane?
Lane?
Yes. What is a lane?
Well, a lane is a improvised road, some better than others, that leads from the main road to a house. And it's the lane road that goes, and it's fenced on both sides to keep the cattle out. And it's used more or less as a private road, but it is public, but it's used as a rule only just by the people that live up the lane.
Mm-hmm. If you ever got stuck in a lane, how would you get out with your car?
Well, you just wouldn't. Oh, I've been stuck. It's been terrible. I've been pulled out with a mule team and just pulled out, and then they put the mules and put the chains onto the car and then pulled the car out backwards.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to get out?
Oh, gracious, yes.
You do. It's a good pushing, huh?
Help all you could.
Uh-huh.
Every man in his way.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not like it is now.
Do you recall how you would sharpen any tools around the? Would you recall how any of the tools around your home, the tools in the barn, or how you'd sharpen an axe or anything like that?
We had an old whetstone. It was on a. It looked like a wheel, big wheel, and it was real, real heavy, and it was just up on a big heavy 2x4. On the fence. It was on an old table.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go out there and turn that wheel and sharpen the axe or. The only thing they sharpened by hand was the saw. They'd take the files and sharpen the saws. You can tell I'm Dutch. I do everything by
How would your mother get the knives in the kitchen sharp?
We always had a whetstone in the kitchen.
I see.
I still have one.
Mm-hmm. And how would your father sharpen his razor?
On his, on the razor strop.
I see.
I still got that.
Still have that? Uh-huh.
Still got his razor, too.